KJAN Sports.
And good morning. It's time for a check of sports at 7:19. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And taking a look at sports this morning, Cascade Western Dubuque has one of Iowa's most storied basketball programs, and now it finally has a Class 2A championship to go with its winning history. The sixth-seeded Cougars knocked off previously unbeaten Trainer Friday afternoon using a second-half scoring spurt and its trademark zone defense to win a 49-38 title game. Trainer at 26-1 was the 2015 champion, and Cascade was the 2016 runner-up in 2A. They had a close clash on Friday, including a 20-20 tie at halftime, and the game featured just two total fast break points. The pace favored Cascade, which set its 2-3 zone and allowed Trainer to make just 12 field goals in 32 minutes. Trainer's usual top scorer, senior guard Dylan Fauble, was held to 9 points, while Luke Clausen led the Cardinals with 20. Trainer led 32-23 with 4:24 left in the third quarter, but more than halfway through the quarter, found itself trailing 41-32. The untimely 18-0 run was too much to rebound from, and a loud celebration from the Navy and Gold side of Wells Fargo Arena erupted. The all-tournament team for the Class 2A, the captain, includes Harris Hoffman of Cascade. Other members, Dylan Fauble of Trainer, Luke Clausen of Trainer, Gannon O'Brien of Cascade, and Carter Colvier of Applington Parkersburg are members of that all-tournament team in Class 2A. In Class 3A, a state final is finally going back to Glenwood in one of the most thrilling, noisy, and up-tempo championship games of the last decade. The Glenwood Rams, at 25-2, escaped fellow first-time finalist Oskaloosa for a 66-62 win Friday night at Wells Fargo Arena. A massive crowd took in the back-and-forth contest as the lead changed 13 times and the score was level 11 times before Glenwood had claimed their final advantage and made two late free throws to clinch the title. Oskaloosa and Glenwood were tied at halftime 38-all, and after the third quarter at 51-all, so a tense finish felt right, and a flow of three dunks and three-pointers and standout effort delivered for the Rams. Glenwood's win completed a program turnaround as Coach Kurt Schulte brought a freshman class that appeared in Des Moines in 2015 full circle to Friday's championship. Andrew Blum hit 4 3-pointers and recorded a game-high 20 points and 10 rebounds to earn all-tournament team captain honors. And Christian Stanislav, Nate Moore, and his freshman brother Ryan Blum also finished in double-digit scorings, and after being down 20 points to Norwalk in Tuesday's quarterfinals, raising up the title trophy was sweet for a group that raised their program and community on Friday as well. So congratulations to Glenwood. And again, the team captain for their all-tournament team was Andrew Blum of Glenwood. Also, Nate Moore of Glenwood was a team member, and Jared Krause was named to the team. He's from Oskaloosa. Matthew Mims of Cedar Rapids Xavier was named to the team. And Xavier Foster of Oskaloosa was also named to the all-tournament team in Class 3A. In Class 4A, the state championship went to Cedar Falls with a 65-45 win over Iowa City West. Third place went to Waukee with their 61-47 win over West Des Moines Valley. In Class 1A, Grandview Christian picked up the title crown with 49-46 win over Troy Mills North Lynn. And the third place in Class 3A, we mentioned to you, of course, Glenwood won the state championship there, but in Class 3A, third place went to Cedar Rapids Xavier with a 60-50 win over Waverly Shell Rock. And that wraps up the boys' basketball tournament for this year. In college hoops, Providence has pulled off yesterday's biggest upset in men's basketball by knocking off the nation's number 3 team. Alpha Diallo hit a go-ahead jumper with 2:22 remaining in overtime, and Kyron Cartwright added a clutch basket with 55 seconds to go, as the Friars stunned Xavier 75-72 in the Big East semifinals last night. Providence earned a shot to play second-ranked Villanova in the conference title game. The Wildcats had no trouble advancing as Mikhail Bridges finished with 18 points and Jalen Brunson had 17 in an 87-68 rout of Butler. It'll be Virginia taking on North Carolina in the ACC final. The top-ranked Cavaliers improved to 30-2 and reached the ACC title game by getting past number 19 Clemson 64-58. And the 12th-ranked Tar Heels earned the right to face Virginia as Luke May scored 17 points in a 74-69 triumph over number 5 Duke. The 8th-ranked Cincinnati has advanced to the semifinals by grinding out a 61-51 win over SMU. Number 11 Wichita State has reached the American Athletic Conference semifinals as Landry Shamat scored 24 points and Rashard Kelly added 16 in their 89-81 victory against Temple. Number 21 Houston rolled into the American Athletic Conference semifinals as Galen Robinson scored 18 points and Rob Gray added 17 with 6 assists and 5 rebounds in an 84-56 dismantling of UCF. And that sets up a matchup between the Cougars and Wichita State. The Big 12 tournament title game will have Kansas against West Virginia. Malik Newman poured in 22 points and number 9 Kansas moved into the championship game by whipping Kansas State 83-67. Number 18 West Virginia was 3 points better than 14th ranked Texas Tech as Daxter Miles Jr. contributed 22 points and a 66-63 win for the Mountaineers. In the SEC tournament, Lamont Turner dropped in 15 points and number 13 Tennessee made it into the semifinals by beating Mississippi State 62-59. Alabama pulled off a mild stunner as Colin Sexton poured in 31 points to lead an 81-63 win against number 16 Auburn in the SEC quarterfinals. Also in college hoops, Jalen Barford scored 27 points to match his career high with 10 rebounds in Arkansas's 80-72 victory against the number 23 Florida. Checking out the other ranked teams and conference tourneys, DeAndre Ayton scored 7 of his 32 points in overtime and grabbed 14 rebounds and guiding number 15 Arizona to a 78-67 victory over UCLA in the Pac-12 semifinals. Devin Watson scored 20 points and San Diego State moved into the Mountain West title game by blowing out number 22 Nevada 90-73, and number 25 Rhode Island move into the Atlantic 10 semifinals as Jeff Doughton provided 18 points and Jared Terrell added 16 to lift the Rams over VCU 71-67. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.